Hi, and thanks for joining us again on the Remy Network Industry Insights Program. My name is Mike Wixon, and as always today, a fascinating interview that focuses on the property management industry. I'll remind you at this point, please subscribe and even tell a friend in the industry, because every single time we have an amazing interview about very topical news-breaking things happening in this industry. Also, don't forget, make remynetwork.com your number one source for industry news. All right, well, today we are lucky to have Casey Scala with us from a really unique proposition that's happening here in Toronto. Citywide is a well-known company in Toronto and across Ontario, and they've been in the property management industry for some time. But what they're doing now is very unique, and I wonder, is it the wave of the future? Casey, thanks so much for joining us.
Mike, thank you so much for having me today. I look forward to our conversation.
Yeah, this is really cool. So just before we started rolling tape, I got the whole sort of idea of what the story was. And by the way, you'll find this very story and an interview about Citywide, Go Citywide, in all of the Remy appropriate Remy industry publications this month. But it was very interesting as we talked about it, because you didn't start out, your business didn't start out all those years ago doing this. It has just sort of become this.
Yeah. So the origin of Citywide Facility Solutions is the founder, Frank Odo, started the business, and he had a grocery store. And he was having problems finding janitors to clean his business. So he understood that there might be a need for a service where he can partner with local businesses and provide commercial cleaning services. Started that in the early 60s, and that's evolved over the years of working, you know, with in-house folks to then pivoting to the independent contractor model that we operate in now, which was in the late 90s. And then in early 2000, we began franchising this out to the system. So it was one of those, you know, stories where, you know, the owner found a need that he needed, and he was able to turn it into a business that has grown tremendously, you know, over the past 60 years.
A necessity, the mother of invention. So now from this franchise janitorial service, you guys found another niche, and at a time, I think, when so many multifamily units, so many multi-units have come online, you found a really usable niche in the marketplace. Talk about that with me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started out as, you know, just doing janitorial work. And what we found from our clients was they're busy. Depending on the client, you know, we work with everybody from, you know, large multi-unit industries to private schools and churches. And depending upon the industry, it might be somebody who is an administrator or an office manager or a pastor, all the way up to somebody who is overseeing multiple locations. And the problem, the pain point that we saw was, it's very time consuming to find reliable vendors to provide services for commercial facilities. So we understood that, you know, there was this need, and rather than having, you know, the client spend all their time, you know, searching for reliable vendors, getting quotes, and just trying to, you know, maintain the upkeep of their facility, we can act as that single point of contact for them and manage all of those resources and those vendor for them. Save them time, solve their problems, so they can focus on other aspects of their job.
So this is almost a preferred list, but on steroids, because you provide a wide array of services. I would imagine everything from repair to service. And as I read through the article, it occurred to me that what you really do is eliminate that three quote process that various condo boards will require, or even REITs that are being managed in this way. All of these have to have a certain amount of scrutiny. That's time consuming.
Absolutely. And what's even more time consuming is the downtime if their vendor doesn't work out, right? So then, you know, they're missing service. They're having to go out and find vendors that are qualified and can provide the service that they say they can. So we take that hassle out of for them. You know, we vet them. We make sure they're licensed and insured. We make sure that, you know, they know what they're doing. They're up to, you know, up-to-date standards. They're using the right products, the right techniques. We manage all of that for our clients, so our clients can make sure that their building is operating efficiently and safe for their clients and their employees.
It's an interesting concept. It just seems so natural that it has arrived to the industry. And it makes me wonder, have you guys done a cost analysis or a cost savings analysis or time saving analysis that just really makes this the clear choice?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't compete on price. And we found that, you know, in this industry, you kind of get what you pay for, right? You know, indeed. Our niche is that middle market clientele. And, you know, we've done the research of, you know, what's the cost of, again, down service and not, you know, having, you know, missed services and not having your building up and maintained. But yeah, when you consolidate multiple vendors into a single point of contact, in the end, we can save, you know, time and money for our clients, and it does become a little bit more efficient for our customers. And again, what's the cost of their time of having to spend on, you know, these other things that, you know, they shouldn't be spending their time on that we can help out with?
It occurs to me that your vendor list must be a constantly expanding and contracting, a breathing, living organism in a way that as new problems arise, new vendor solutions arrive. What is that process like for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. As, you know, new technologies come into play, you know, we stay up to date on, you know, new advancements in technologies and equipment and products. As well as, you know, different needs as buildings continue to evolve and become more energy efficient and, you know, technology comes into buildings as well. So, you know, that vetting list is expansive, and we're always out there looking for new vendors, looking for vendors that can offer up-to-date services for our clients. And again, we're not going to put a vendor into a client without properly vetting them. About, again, making sure that, you know, they have the right people, the right technology, the right equipment, and they know how to provide the service that we're asking them to provide. So it's a constantly evolving you know, trend for us to stay up to date and making sure that we have the best and most up-to-date supplies and suppliers for our clients.
It's a very, very cool concept in the sense that it is a major undertaking that you make so easy. One point of reporting, one point of sourcing, obviously one call, I need this, can you help us find that? On the vendor side of things, aside from leads, which is always great, but there's a number of sources of those in the trades, what do the vendors love most about your services?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. And, you know, one of our value propositions is our vendors are going to get paid on the 10th of every month, right? So they can focus on what they do best, and that's providing the service. You know, a lot of these vendors, you know, they are struggling to find leads and you know, operate a business. By working with us and partnering with us, we take that portion of, you know, the business out of the way for them. So again, they can focus on what they do and what they know, and that's providing the service. And then again, we work with them. We're a reliable client for them. They know they're going to get paid, and we know that they're going to grow their business. And we have, you know, countless stories of vendors who've worked with us for, you know, 10, 15 years, and, you know, they were coming in doing, you know, one job a month, and now they've been able to grow their business. They've been able to hire more people. And we really look at it from not so much a dollars perspective, but a lives impacted perspective. And we know that, you know, a $10,000 job for us impacts three people, right? And that's three folks that we're adding to our team. So as you multiply that, and as we grow we help these contractors and vendors grow alongside us, and we share in that success. And it's, again, it's really impactful to, you know, see these folks and these local communities grow and come together. And, you know, that's what we're most proud of, is spreading that positive ripple there in Toronto and Vancouver. And again, helping these grow their small businesses, impact their communities, and you know, the impact on personal lives that we have.
It really does have an impact on personal life when you're not trying to take quotes at 11 o'clock at night from three different plumbers about a situation you're not entirely familiar with just because you're on a board. This is a really great concept, and I've asked some questions. I'm sure that you have many of your own. I'll encourage you to reach out to Casey. Where can people find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to gocitywide.com and find us there, as well as, you know, LinkedIn and all the social networks, Citywide Facility Solutions.
Casey from Go Citywide, thank you so much for your time today. This has been fascinating, and I hope we have you back again soon.
Absolutely, Mike. I appreciate it.